Down, 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 sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Abby Daily with me, Abby Roberts. It's Wednesday, the 6th of March, 2024. It's just gone 5:30. Yeah, 5:30. And it's still light outside. Gloria, 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 Gloria. The spring is here. Well, not quite spring, but actually, yes, the daffs are out. The daffodils are out. They have raised their glorious golden crowns out of the earth. Magnificent. I did a sort of double take because they seem to have sort of appeared out of nowhere, and also blossom on the way to the studio this morning. I was so pleased to see it. I reached up and touched it. Beautiful white blossom. And people watching my TNT show this morning will know that I heard birdsong, and it was a little bit reminiscent of Snow White. You know, when she's... Someday my prince will come. Or is that Cinderella, isn't it? Anyway, whatever. Disney princess. And I was very Snow White, but you know when the bluebirds come in and they're helping her dress. And she's singing and sweeping the dwarves home. She just, all the animals just love her and, you know, scamper up to the window. With me, it was slightly different. It was... heard the bird song and went, oh, fucking fuck, I'm late, shit. Quick, get in the shower, stick some red lipstick on, that'll do. So very unlike a Disney film this morning. So today, Meaningful Wednesday. Yes, 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 very meaningful. And I had a wonderful show today. Really good, thoroughly enjoyed it. My kind of show, speaking to the one and only Johnny Woodrow. For Woodrow Wednesday. Really great. We talked about... Well, people who listened to yesterday's pod will probably know that I tweeted... Let me find my little tweet. There needs to be an urgent revolution of thought in the West, starting with facing the fact that it is us and only us who have destroyed ourselves. We abandoned all that is good, beautiful and true and chose evil... ugly and false, who's with me? And a lot of people have been, have liked that or commented. And so that was what our conversation was about. Good, beautiful and true. And as I said on this morning's show, just as well I didn't say beautiful, good and true, because that's BGT, Britain's Got Talent. And we don't want fucking Simon Cowell getting involved in this. So we had a great conversation, very expansive about having salons around the, not hair salons, although maybe that would be a good idea, where people got together and you know, there were talks and people read from books that they liked and there were discussion, free-flowing ideas, especially for younger people, which I think is a great idea. So there's a real... Yeah, there's just a real, I think, hunger for that. We also, Johnny did bring up, I thought excellently, well, given what's happening with everything, you know, with the COVID and the vaccines and experimentation on human beings and basically just this crazy sort of, what do you call it, ramping up of, and I've used this word several times, collectivization, collectivism, which appears to be nice and all nicey-nicey, but is actually herding people into just being numbers, really. And he brought up, this is a story very, very recent, actually, earlier today, leaked documents from the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. Blimey, that's a fucking mouthful. And as Johnny said, it sounds a bit like Warpath. W-P-A-T-H. Warpath. Honestly, and how... I mean, They've deliberately, haven't they, put those things in. World Professional Association. So everyone goes, oh, well, they must know what they're talking about because they've got professional in the title. Fuck's sake. And association and world. Oh, yes, yeah, so they must be right. They admit, this is leaked documents, admit that some transgender patients are too young or too mentally ill to understand their treatment. And someone's put here, this is a trans care is barbaric, exclamation mark. Absolutely. And as Johnny and I discussed, children being, well, essentially just thought of as expendable. Oh, let's inject them. Yeah, let's experiment on them. Yeah, let's give them jabs. What's the worst that can happen? Yeah, let's do that. Oh, and also, while we're at it, should we just, when they come to us and say, I quite like dressing up as a boy, or I quite like dressing up as a girl, or, oh, well, that must mean that you want to change sex then. Tell you what, let's lop off your breasts and or genitals and pump you full of hormones and puberty blockers. Disgusting, evil, evil, satanic, wrong. I mean, this shouldn't even be up for it shouldn't even be up for debate. This, it's very strange. As Johnny said, what presents as an illness, gender dysphoria, is now being sort of forgotten about, you know, rubbished and like, oh yeah, whatever. And people now can just go, yeah, I definitely want to, yeah, I want to dress as a woman. But it doesn't stop there. It's, and I now want to actually go into female spaces. Which, of course, I mean, the gender dysphoria was treated before, was treated. So, yeah, and now, of course, there are people with, there are men who do want to do harm to women. And the fact that they're put in prisons, that they're males and they're put in female prisons is so abhorrent. I can't even, yeah, it's dreadful. But like Johnny said, there's with this idea that we have a revolution of thought, like a renaissance, really. But also, introducing people, young people to art, to great art. Johnny suggested a history of art could be a talk on the history of art. There could be a specific painter, but I love the idea that somebody says, well, actually, if you go to Florence, you know, you can see these, you can see great works of art, or go to Paris, or and that we relish the beauty, we relish looking at it, looking at beautiful paintings, beautiful things. You know, not all art is beautiful, or there has to be some, like Johnny said, some objective standard, you know, so you don't just go, yeah, that'll do. Oh, yeah, it's definitely art. Yeah, it's definitely like Tintoretto. Yeah, even though I've just put a fucking blodge of paper. God, we need the art critic back. Helga von Strunkelflügel. I'd forgotten about Helga with the TNT show. There's all this great goings on. We should have Helga giving a talk about history of art, although it wouldn't be very serious. Talking about her time when she was going around Italy, particularly Florence, and talking about all the Dutch masters. Oh yes, wonderful! I can see it. I can see it now. Excellent. So, yeah, a lot was discussed very wonderful that we're talking for longer, for an hour, because even though there are breaks, you delve in, you dive in, you cannot talk about that subject, the idea of goodness, truth, beauty, and getting back to those principles. You can't do it in 15 minutes, or you can't really expand on what someone means. And lovely Natalie, Trauma to Truth, has put some quotes from what Johnny said in the, you can watch, by the way, you can download, if you go to tntradio.live, Abby Roberts shows. And I put all the, by the way, when I do clips, I put all the places where you can see. You can go to YouTube, you know, TNT YouTube, and you just rewind back today to It's very quick to like eight, obviously 8 o'clock this morning. So you can do that on YouTube. And but there's also you can do it on do it on the Abby Roberts Show. You can download, I think, Podbean and have a listen. Very, really good conversation. And here are some of the quotes from Johnny. Evil is parasitical. It presents as good truth and beauty. We, as custodians of good things, keep alive what is being crushed. Why are children being used? Evil. Communal ethical thinking, informal organic network. Let us, the people, make this happen. And that's what Natalie has said. And hear, hear, and so say all of thus, thus of us, and it will. Yes, also June Slater. June Slater, who, as you know, I took the piss out of. I mean, I did actually put a wig on and glasses and said, why don't you write to your MP? Because I don't know if you notice, it's kind of my job. Part of my job is as a satirist and a piss taker and a comedian and a funny person is to take the piss if I think someone's, you know, talking fucking nonsense about something. And somebody said that they'd like June to be on the show, to be on with me. And June Slater's put, Abby doesn't like me. With a little laughy emoji, you know, with the Chinese eyes. Actually, your suggestion made me lol. And that's June. Under JessP711. This is on Twitter. Because she's put, two of my favourite outspoken women would be an epic watch. So somebody flagged that up. That June had said that. So I replied thus. Howdy, June. An outspoken comedian taking the piss out of someone who is a well-known political commentator does not constitute dislike. You tweeted your disapproval at my arrest, and I would do the same for you. Let's bury the hatchet, eh? So there you go. I don't dislike, you know, you'd know if I dislike you. You know if I dislike you. You know, I will rib people. I will rib someone if they go, why don't you write to your MP? Because frankly, if you've observed what the fuckers have been doing last 4 years, like I said, like writing to Harold Shipman. Dear Dr. Shipman. Yeah, dear Stalin. Please, can I have a little chat with you? Can I come and have a little chat about the Harvest of Sorrow, please, over a cup of tea? I've said this so many times. I've done skits on it. It's not just, it's called lampooning. Jesus Christ! Just accept the fact that I am going to sometimes, you know, people may be targets and they may not want to be, and they may go, well, that's a bit unfair. Well, you know, you're in the public eye. People presumably take the piss out of me. And she did say, by the way, in a WhatsApp group, that I was off the rails. Oh, that Abby Roberts, she's gone right off the rails. So, you know, she can give it out. But like I said, that's just the way the cookie crumbles. I'm not going to stop people. I'm not, I don't veto people going on my show. I mean, unless it was someone like Matt Hancock. Well, mind you, it'd be quite good because then I can say, right, we know where you are. Get round and arrest him. But, you know, genuinely, but people need to know, people know where they stand with me, right? So that's just the way it is. Anyway, so Johnny made some very, very good points. Sorry, going back to Johnny. So I just wanted to drop that in. Also, it's weird. You know, this thing on Twitter where people put stuff publicly like, oh, but you said this and then you didn't do this. And you said you were going to do this. Like, oh, God, take it offline. Put it in a DM. Get in the WhatsApp or something. But it's this thing of like, well, actually, I think you'll find, oh, for fuck's sake. You know, get with the program. Because it just makes people look a little bit petty, you know. And that's not good. You know, like I said, I can. People can be at the end of my a tongue lashing or a bit of a, you know, a bit of ribbing, taking the piss to the piss out of Leilani, and she was supportive when I was arrested. She came out and on Twitter, and people understand that that's what happens. You know, it's in heated moments, and also if I am on a roll and I take the piss, Isabel Oakeshott got it fucking right in the neck. You know, the Labrador sucking on a lemon, as I described her. But I mean, that's, you know, I'm afraid that is part of who I am. You know, I can be acerbic. That's a good word, isn't it? Acerbic. Yes, a bit like the lemon that Isabel Oakeshott is sucking on when she's not sucking on Richard Tice's cock. Oh, matron. Yeah, I'm honest about who I am. That's who I am. Part of who I am. Part. Kind of keeps me, you know, yeah, it's just like I said, I'm not gonna deny that part of me. Right, what else? So meaningful Wednesday. So we had Johnny on, really good. Sorry, just go back to Johnny. And off the negative stuff, because I know people tend to, that's why, you know, I woke up at 2 a.m. and I saw that. I was like, oh God, now I've got to address that. Great. But it's fine. It's all fine. You have to put it into perspective. I think how lucky I am and what I'm doing and TNT and the pod and the Abbey Daily Fam. And I kind of, that stuff doesn't really affect me as much as it used to. It was more the fact that it was like, okay, it was a bit like playground, you know? Abby doesn't like me anymore. Right, Abs, come on, get off that subject now. This is Meaningful Wednesday. Everyone's listening going, where's the meaning in it? So back to Johnny. Very, very important talk about discussing things in an ethical way, discussing ethics, but also, and this is from my point of view, I don't know whether Johnny agrees with this, which is that we present to younger people, to a younger generation, that this is part of their history. This is part of a tradition. So beautiful things being created, goodness, innate goodness in humanity. So Johnny discussed an advert that he'd seen on a big screen TV in an urgent care centre because his daughter broke her toe. He also had a tragedy because his tortoise, Jake, unfortunately, is no longer with us. So that's how the show started. So I shouldn't laugh. Bless Jake. That's why I just love the show with him, because you just never know whether it'll be a tortoise or medical ailments. Is that a tautology? Oh, I've gone to is that a tortoiseology? Medical ailments. Oh, that's a good one, actually, isn't it? That means, you know, similar meaning of two words. Ailments. Do ailments have to be medical? Bloody hell, Abs. What? That you should be inside my brain. It goes dying, dying, dying. And I'm actually quite tired. I don't know how I'm bloody even functioning. But yes. So he was with his daughter, a fractured toe, a broken toe. And I hope her toe's okay, Johnny. I didn't even, I was so fixated on the tortoise and what we were talking about. Sorry, I forgot to say, ask her how she is. I hope she's on the mend. So anyway, when he in this urgent care centre, big TV screen, and there was an advert for various things. And then an advert where there was two people hugging. And then it said, if you live with a vulnerable person, get a COVID-19 vaccine, get your booster or whatever the hell. And Johnny, it was really spot on that hugging is, it's a human, it should be a default position. And you see someone struggling and you, a loved one or a friend, and you reach out and you hug them. But now that's being portrayed as a, if it, it's kind of being mixed in with this idea that, oh, but you've also got to have, but you should also have a vaccine. So the hug, it's like a Trojan horse. That's the way I look at it, a little bit, which is that this sort of, oh yeah, hugs are okay. Oh, but you must remember to have the government dart in your arm. So it's very clever propaganda. As Johnny said, we're vulnerable to propaganda. That's the downside because of our innate moral compass. But it also gives us hope. There's hope because there is that seed of, hang on a minute, this all feels very wrong, which, of course, we saw in 2020 with people going into hospitals, insisting on being with their loved ones and, you know, doing all, you know, going into church and keeping churches, keeping pubs open, like wonderful Ant, Time to Rise, Ant Critchley, all those things. Which, by the way, I got a lovely email from Excess Deaths AU, who's a listens to the pod, and very, very complimentary about Ant. And once I forwarded this email to Ant about writing something about his experiences for that Substack page. So all good. You see, it's all connecting. It's all little feelers coming out and going, but it's harnessing this concept. It's not even a concept. They're principles. Goodness, truth, beauty, goodness, whichever way round you want to you want to have it. And principles, firm principles. That Johnny went into as well with the criteria for it, which I think is really, really important that there's a framework, and now it just it needs some help. Admin needs setting up. I mean, you know, neither of us, me and Johnny, as we freely admit, are not admin. We're not admin people, but. You know, I believe, you know, if you build it, they will come. So it's just a case of, I mean, Nick from Winchester called in again. Lovely Nick. Very, very nice man. I think he's, you listen to the pod, don't you, Nick? So I'm saying it as if you're here. Always makes very, very good points. And he's interested in a salon in Winchester. Not a hair salon, as I said, although that could be quite funny. Abby's salon. Abby and Johnny's salon. come in for a quick
trim and a blow dry, and when you leave, you'll know about Schopenhauer, Nietzsche, and Socrates.
We'll give you those three, over a cup of coffee. But you know, genuinely, those things, and I'd love it if younger people. It would be so amazing to, for instance, this is off top of my head. I could talk about going to COS and what I learned about Hippocrates and hospitals, and that whole experience was just amazing for me. You know, in a spiritual way, in a meeting to the lovely Greek couple, meeting the lovely lady that showed me round it's on the tip of my tongue. Asclepion, yes. Oh my God, I turned into a Greek. Attending to a Greek person, Asclepion, which is the first kind of hospital. Really incredible, you know, where you just go, oh, they really wanted to treat people and the person and the spirit and the sort of, it was just incredible. So that's just, you know, and obviously that kind of ties in with all sorts of thought, you know, Plato, Socrates, that element of it. Yeah, so whatever floats people's boats, really, I guess, you know. So that's all very exciting. The other thing I wanted to say, let me just get my specs on. Coming up to 24, coming up to 25, five past, is that there are tickets. You can win two tickets to the Comcast, which is in Kegworth. We'll always have Kegworth, 22nd to the 24th. So if you want to comment, first people to comment under this pod will get two tickets or a ticket if you want to split it with someone else. And yeah, so if you comment, that would be great. And also, there is a code, so I'm not being very clear about this, but you know what I mean. Yeah, if you comment, that would be great. Under the here we go. Discount code. If you want, you can get 20% off for anyone using the code capital A, capital B, capital I, 20. So it's Abby 20. And then there's also a link, which I will put. It's comedypodcast.live. And then buy tickets. Promo code is ABI20. So you can go onto the comedypodcast.live site. I can also put that on. I'll put that in a separate Substack post, that link, because it's coming up quite fast. You know, we want people to get involved, and before all the tickets are sold out, and also obviously hotel rooms and things like that. So it's all good, everybody. Oh, I've turned into June Slater again. What's wrong with me? Yes, so that's it, really. That's the end of the podcast. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to say. No, I think that's probably it. I mean, we're so... Honestly, my brain's absolutely, as you can tell, absolutely full of, ideas, fizzing, and that will happen. I mean, just bear with us a little bit. Because I've obviously got my show every morning and the podcast. But Kegworth will be a time to get our heads together and have a little think about this. So like I said, yeah, younger people be brilliant to say, this is what you've got as your, as Johnny said, custodians of these great pillars in culture, you know? And it's fine, you know. Things have all got very wishy washy and kind of like fluid, literally gender fluid. Yeah, a bit kind of whatever you want it to be. Yeah, sometimes whatever you want it to be is not. Well, it means people are floating about in a kind of sea of uncertainty, and of course God very much has been removed from the equation. And that's one of the reasons, definitely, 100%, the whole trans thing, the ideology, took hold. Because this idea that you can change biological sex, I mean, it's God-given. You're, man, woman, not, maybe we can just have little parts added, and then you can just be something. You can just be a robot, because that's where we're going to, transhumanism. Anyway, that's it, because otherwise I will literally talk for another half an hour. Love you loads, guys, and I hope you've had a good day. I will be back tomorrow morning, obviously, with the TNT show. Great guests, Tom Stade, Canadian comic, and Nick Cotton, our very own Nick Cotton. Sure, we've got a lot to talk about. Bloody hell. It's literally like my head's exploding. And obviously, Friday is Joey Barton. Good grief! Joey fucking Barton! He probably talks like that. Actually, he doesn't talk like that. That's just me being like a squeaky scouser. He's much more, like that. Anyway, I can't wait for tomorrow or Friday. So God bless you all. Have a great evening. I think I have remembered everything. I do have a look, by the way, at all the clips I've put on Twitter. Like them, share them. All the clips of the guests and things that I've said and stupid little bits and bobs. So that's it. End of the pod. God bless you all. And I will see you tomorrow. Okay, here comes the outro. Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Be seeing you.